Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John chapter 3 verses 14 to 21. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us, and we thank you for your presence here now by your Holy Spirit. Please open our hearts and our minds to receive you afresh this day. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Would you like to be seated? One day when I was a child, very small child, I was walking home from junior school and I found a coin on the floor. I was so excited by finding this coin. It didn't occur to me to find out who the coin belonged to. I think that would have been a stretch. But the lure of finding more treasure was so exciting that for the next few months, myself and my friend, when we were walking home from school through the village, used to look at the ground all the way home in the hope of finding something else to buy lollies. Occasionally, we were lucky, and it made us all the more determined to keep looking down. However, it was quite dangerous because we walked along a path that was beside a very busy road, and the paths were narrow. And if we weren't focused on the things that we should have been focused on, it would have been very easy for us to get run down by a passing truck. A few near misses by cars and trucks was enough for us to learn the lesson to start looking up and be more focused on where we were going and the way ahead. Now, as an adult, I still find myself occasionally looking down when I go out into the bush prospecting, following the trail, finding the right quartz, looking for the salt and pepper geology. But I've certainly learnt that I need to take precautions and safety measures now. And I remember the need to look up, lest I be lost in the bush and die. Some people spend their lives looking down. They're so busy doing whatever there is they're doing that's going to earn them perhaps fame or fortune in this world that they never seem to stop and look up. Think of all the things they will miss if they never look up. Here in Australia, we have the most beautiful tree canopies, the skies, the cloud formations, a full moon, the stars, God's wonderful creation, even the right way home, back to safety. God invites us to look up. To look up to find the meaning of life and eternal life that can be found in Christ Jesus. But some of us still choose to look down. You know, God had done so much for the people of Israel. He had rescued them from Egypt, where they had been slaves for years. He had given them Moses as a leader. He had given them water that miraculously began to flow from a rock when they were thirsty. He had given them food in the form of manna in the desert, but still they were not satisfied. It was not enough for them. They thought that their lives should be better. They had forgotten how bad it was back when they were in Egypt. They began not to trust God, and they insulted him by worshipping idols. They had forgotten about God, and the snakes came to bite them as punishment because they had sinned. I wonder how often we forget about God and about how much he has done for us. How often do we try to do things on our own? We go to the places we know perhaps are not good for us. We say the wrong things. We do the wrong things. We don't act kind when we should. We forget about compassion. Do we recognise that this also is sinfulness? And God is just. Sin needs to be punished. But even though God's people suffered because of their sin, God still loved them so much that he provided them with a way to be rescued. But they had to do what Moses told them to. They had to trust that what God had said would come true. If they looked at the snake that Moses held up, then they would get better. That was all. It was an easy fix. Looking up at the snake was an act of faith and trust in God. God never asks us to do miraculous things. He asks us to do easy things, to trust him. Just trust me, he said. Look at the snake. And Jesus explained to his disciples that having faith in him was just like what had happened to the people in that story of Moses, even though they didn't know what he meant at the time. Jesus meant that people still grumbled, they still ignored God, they still sought things that were not good for them. And they had always done that. They still sinned and they disobeyed God. But Jesus was telling them that God can forgive and can bring healing. When Jesus was nailed to the cross, he was offering a way for people to be freed from the effects of sin. Everyone who looked up at Jesus and had faith in him could be healed and receive eternal life. That's all we were asked to do. Look up to Jesus. Have faith in him. The writer of John's Gospel talks a lot about the followers of Jesus walking in the light, not in the dark. God's people, when they were in the desert, discovered what it meant to be healed and to be saved when they stopped and looked up. It was as though they also were walking in the light. Their eyes were open to see important things. So too, today, anyone who looks to Jesus, trusts in him to save them, will be healed. They are said to be saved and walking in the light. Sometimes it doesn't all come at once, but gradually, as you walk with Jesus in your life, new things are revealed to us. And they continue to be revealed as long as we are faithful and walk with Jesus. The sobering thought today, perhaps, is that some people back then in the desert chose still not to look up, and presumably they died. And it's true that even today, some people refuse to do that easy thing They choose not to look up to Jesus when they are struggling, when they need guidance. The truth is, we can never be saved by our own merits or our own efforts. We need to be reminding ourselves to continually be looking to Jesus, look up for his guidance, for his healing, and for that wonderful offer of eternal life. Not only pie in the sky when we die, but now, living life to the full. Thanks be to God. Amen.